Donna, we're going to go to you with story number five. This piece is coming out of Business Insider. I'm going to read you the headline for a couple of graphs. Then I want you to comment. Again, you own a condo, so I figure you'd be a perfect person to sort of respond. Headline, Florida condo owners are stuck in a train wreck if prices drop and mounting insurance rates scare away buyers. They actually have three bullet points. Bullet point number one, rising insurance costs and HOA fees, which are condo dues, are forcing some Florida condo owners to sell. Point number two, buyers are weary of the same costs, however, causing home prices to slide in major cities. And point number three, it's a symptom of the insurance crisis and the affordability problem plaguing Florida homeowners. Remember, 3 years ago, there was a tower that collapsed in Surfside. It was a disaster. 98 people died. $1 billion was paid out. Insurance prices have gone through the roof in the state of Florida. A year later, there was a hurricane. So insurance prices are really getting ratcheted up quite some bit. So Don, I'll read the first couple of graphs and I want you to comment. Florida condo market is caught in a storm. Owners are trying to unload units in the face of a skyrocketing cost of maintaining an apartment in Florida. At the same time, prospective buyers are driven away from those same fees. And here's a quote from a gentleman named Joe Humpner, who owns a condo in Jupiter near West Palm Beach in Palm Beach County. He says, it's definitely been a slow motion train wreck. Listings have soared as prices fall in major Florida cities, according to a new report from real estate listing site Redfin. The number of listings in February jumped nearly 30% in markets like Jacksonville and Miami compared to the same time last year. Meanwhile, price drops by as much as 7% in Jacksonville to $254,000 a door and 3% in Miami to $385,000 a door. By contrast, median condo prices nationally rose by 8% over the same period to around 340 grand. Donna, true or false, you're living through this. You have your place up for sale. You had mentioned that you have some special assessments. Your maintenance fee has gone up. You're trying to sell. Why don't you give us your concept of the lay of the land right now in the condo market in South Florida, especially downtown Miami, greater downtown Miami?
If you currently own a condo in Miami-Dade or Broward, well, fuck Broward. If you currently own a condo in Miami-Dade, particularly if you're in downtown or in Brickell, don't you dare sell. Hang on to it. Do what everyone is doing right now, because this is what's actually happening. People are cribbing up in other people's places. You got 5-6 people living wherever. You got people doubling up. You got people coming in. For me, my HOA association allows Airbnb with, you know, certain documentation, whatever. You can also sublease is also allowed in my building. So that's why I have chosen. I'm going to have my friend and her boyfriend. They're going to sign a lease with me. All of this is going to be on the board, like everything above board, all documentation. They are going to sign off on it. And they're going to pay me to live here for, I'm going to do 6 months. And while I'm up north, like dealing with, you know, my mom and stuff like that, but I'm not going to sell my property. So do whatever you can to hold on to your property. If that means you need to, like, you know, rent out your place to somebody else and get that money and you need to go be in someone's basement, do it. Whatever you do right now, do not sell your condo in Miami.
Donna, last season, I made the argument that it was actually cheaper to rent than to own based on the insurance fees, HOA, things like that. What's your take on it? Is it better to own or is it better to rent right now if you want to live in greater downtown Miami?
They both suck. You know, and the other thing, I mean, and obviously, you know, you'll edit this if you want to, but like when I told you that I was looking around, I bought this place in July of 21. You're like, loft one. Oh God, you don't want to go there. I bought this place in July of 21 for $215,000. And right now, based on the comps, that's why I listed it for 380. So if I had been able to get out of here like 4 months ago, it would have sold in a second. But now the market's whatever it is. So is it better to rent, or the rent in Miami is crazy? I say probably buying right now would be better, because you can argue. You have somebody coming in now. They have a better leg to stand on. My advice to anyone right now trying to rent or buy in Miami, just know the laws, read everything, and do your own due diligence. Do not rely on your realtor. You have a brain. It's your money. You earned it, or someone gave it to you because it's Miami. Just do your own due diligence. Just do your own due diligence.
And Donna, you made reference to it earlier in the podcast, but we're going to break up the podcast in segments. Ballpark, what was your maintenance fee when you first got into the building and what is it now? Just so people can get a sense of how much this insurance crisis is having an effect on individual unit owners.
Oh, sure, sure. So I believe it was super low. Like it was one of the lowest. It was like $525 a month. Or maybe it was like $525. And then I think it went up to like, so July 21 is when I bought. So it started out like $525 a month. And then, you know, it went up to $625, no big deal. Now it's $850. And there's like, they've not been really clear about these assessments. And I've reached out a couple times and I'm like, just send me the documentation. And I know for it, I swear to God, it all goes back to Surfside. This building, Loft One, has hella mad issues with the watering system, like the plumbing of the building. And what they're really trying to do is change it all up. They need like $35,000 to like fix the air conditioning and all this shit. And they're calling this a special assessment. Man, this should have been broke forever. But they're using Surfside and the safety of the residents. Go fuck your... Yeah.
So interesting.
Yep.
So no good politician lets a crisis go by without taking advantage of it is what you're saying.
No,
they could have done this before.
What's a good politician?
That's a good point. A good politician. Jean, let me ask you. So Donna laid out her scenario. You currently are renting, correct?
Right. Yeah. Okay. I would never buy.
What would it take you to get off the fence, the perch, and buy a condo in Miami? Because I think you're renting in a building, which is actually a condominium, but you're renting it from someone who owns it, correct?
It is, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so how does the market get you off the perch and get you to take out a unit like Donna's unit? What is that?
I don't know, $125 a square foot?
I was told there'd be no math.
2008 pricing, maybe.
For God's sake.
The problem is that it's a HOA fees are a total wild card. Like there is no certainty as to how much you're going to have to pay in HOA fees and special assessments. And that goes for taxes and insurance, common area maintenance, broken pools. Like there's no certainty as to how much you're going to pay. I mean, Donna could be paying $800, $850 now. Hey, maybe next year it's going to be $1,200.
Hey, but you know what?
Maybe $1,800.
Hey, but you know what? I also purchased this outright in cash for $215 in July of 21. So all of a sudden my ROI is going to be on point as fuck. So really the only thing I'm paying every month is my HOA fees. So,
If it goes way up, I mean, what if your HOA?
Oh my God.
Doubled?
Have you ever owned? Cause you're like, no, I would never own the girl I rent. Dude, do you understand?
Yeah.
Like who gives a hairy ass rat a fuck? Like if I, okay. So the market's weird right now or whatever. Okay. So let's say the 6 months gets up or whatever. And I've got my friends in here for 6 months and then come like May or June when the market like probably stabilizes a little bit more. Let's say that who cares if it falls to 350, that's still an ROI from 215. So hello, and then it's cash money in my pocket. So what are you doing with rent? Is that where you get all your money and you just pull it out of your pocket and you flush it down the toilet? Fuck renting. I've rented my whole life.
Except insurance,
for a couple
times. I don't have to worry about it. Taxes, I don't have
to
worry
about
it. Oh,
for God's sake, you're wrong.
Monthly maintenance fees.
Peter, how much longer is this going to last?
Washer breaks, don't have to worry about it. You know,
fascinating discussion. See, Donna, that's why I wanted you on this podcast. You're not afraid to get in there and scrap. So kudos to you. Kudos to Jean.